main ingredients is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai seafood or lengkitang.
Thank you for still joining us. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. That was a song by Eka Gustiwana featuring Nadia Rafika. I'm okay. Stay tuned for more information on Indonesia only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. We still have more when we come back and stick with us. Don't go anywhere. Still on Indonesia Today.
Jujur padamu,
New Year's Eve, 2019. New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in Mogo or surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
My ID. It's on fire.
Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees, and in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April. Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London to Australia. New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change,
that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it. I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Governments should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024,
The song was actually first written by Maudi on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudi Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Manusia, tapi ku sendiri. Well, the press is seen as the fourth estate in the European context. You know, there's the commoners, there's the clergy, there's nobility, and then there's fourth is the press. So they hold accountability of officials who basically govern the state. The press holds the watchdog role. So investigative journalism, you know, they are very, very important to uncover corruption, abuses of power, unethical behavior in government and private institutions. They also, you know, inform citizens, inform decision-making, because a well-functioning democracy relies on informed electorates. They use the news, the analysis that they watch on all forms of media to really be able to make a decision, especially during the elections. They also provide a platform for debate and free expression because the press facilitates discussions on those important social issues. They also ensure that the government is transparent. There's the Freedom of Information Act in the U.S. that empowers journalists to access government records, ensuring public scrutiny of policies and decisions, and they also basically expose misinformation and protect the truth. That's basically what the press is around the world, including the United States.
Yang lama ku memendam rasa ini terlalu dalam berat hatiku menahan deraku sejenak sedikit waktu berarti beri aku kesempatan bicara tentang si hati bila kau terima aku akan mencoba mengajak itu. Waktu berarti beri aku kesempatan bicara tentang isi hati.
Yeah.
Israelite is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Asgoyabot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Aku sangat mencintaimu. Kau anggap aku dalam hatimu. Semangat spesial bagimu. Goodbye, my girl.
utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rock on the edge of the river. This tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and Kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Aku mohon selamanya.
VOA listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. The song tells a story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava, and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children, love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nining Neida. Happy listening.
Dapat membuat diriku terbang. 약간 잘해지신다 Jalakan kau ucapkan itu yang terakhir. Datanglah, bawalah aku pergi bersama dengan semua gelora asmara. Aku di sini duduk manis.
Glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali. A pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle. and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, si Gale-Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, si Gale-Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Si Gale-Gale comes from the word Gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, si Gale-Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that si Gale-Gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect si Gale-Gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old si Gale-Gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest si Gale-Gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three si Gale-Gale statues that we can see today at the si Gale-Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events, accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing si Gale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see si Gale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach manortor to children. There is an order in doing manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do monortor. After I see and take part in the tortor dance with Sigali-gali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigali-gali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigali-gali and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigali-gali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Sakiti aku lagi.
Here's Newsline. The Jakarta Food Security, Marine and Agriculture Sub-Department aims to monitor 27 markets for food safety during Ramadan 1446 Hijriah. This was conveyed in a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday. The monitoring is to anticipate the circulation of food products containing harmful chemicals such as borax, red, amine, formalin, pesticide residues, chlorine, ether, and other harmful substances. Indonesia Ministry of Social Affairs is finalizing plans for the implementation of Sekolah Rakyat, or which is scheduled to start in the 2025 until 2026 academic year in a meeting chaired by President Prabowo Subianto on Monday at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. Minister discussed various important aspects related to the program, including its location, curriculum, infrastructure, and admission mechanism. He mentioned that the program will start as early as July 2025 in areas that are ready with infrastructure and support. That was Newsline.